blessed spiritual brothers and sisters in the form of immortal self. It is God's grace that we have in the life got such opportunity that we are having such spiritual retreats in such places. Life is very fast and going, and the days which go never returns. There is no certainty of second breath. So it is His grace that we are come here and we are passing our time in meditation, chanting other things. There are three things that are very difficult in him life to get this human body. It is after very good actions, after fast, that we get the human body, and which has discriminating, which is good and bad. Because that is there in Sanskrit, Shreya Grahana Prayatya, that which is leads to the ultimate goal is good. And prayer, that which is for the comforts, material gains, other things, that is, one must try to animate those things. So we have got this human body, and when man has got that rational understanding and discriminating things, that he decide that this is good for me and this is not good. And for the ultimate good, it is human mind, and a human being only can reach to the stage of liberation in this life if he decides with intensity and aspiration only for that ultimate goal. So that to have this human body is His grace, and that is first thing, very important in this. To get help, because man, as I told, is a rational being. He can decide to go this way or that way. Second thing, manushyatva, that is called, to be a human being. Second thing is mumukshatva, the desire to have liberation of this birth and previous birth, to go out of this cycle of birth. That is mumukshatva, the desire to be have liberation. To have first the human body, and that have this desire of this have liberation, and to get the sangha, which is satsanga, or company and grace of highest realization soul. So here most of the here those who are gathered here who are, they have got all the three things. They have got human body. They have got desire to have liberation. Otherwise, how could I have come here? That is the desire, the sincere desire. And second, thirdly, almost all of them are under this, in company or in protection of this, our great Sri Shrima or Papa Ramdas, whoever it is. So, and Ma, you see, not because we have come in contact with Ma and we are living with Ma, but Ma is a rare spiritual personality that has come on this earth. That is no comparison, as a, not because I say, because some of the realized soul, and what the scriptures say, and the way her feelings to day to day life. Every moment, Sri Aurobindo used to say, every moment is a worthy moment. She lived that life of perfect truth, love, and compassion, moment to moment. And Ma never preached or had anything like this discourse, but it came spontaneously from within. The word you use, khyal. Khyal, as our human mind, we speak and answer from our past memories. But whatever she was asked, she replied spontaneously. And once she told that she had no mind, so some of them asked, how you reply? Because we reply from our past memories and thoughts. said, sit down. When you ask the questions, the reply comes automatically. It's on that moment only. When you put a hammer on the belt, sound comes auto through. How you play, the reply comes. So, and one of the very eminent philosophers of Varanasi, Gopinath Kaviraj, his guru was also a very great personality, Vishuddhanand Saraswati in Banaras. He had studied the Eastern and Western philosophy both. He told that I have seen all these things, but I cannot put mine in any category of Siddha, Sadhak, incarnation, anybody. She is Brahma incarnate, and such switch of personality comes rare in this universe. And it is written in scriptures that Sadguru can liberate a disciple in three parts. We have completed our past actions. So, and for coming with Ma, there is no question of this thing. If you have got that, of course, that intensity and aspiration should always be there. But her grace is ever flowing with us. We must keep our vessels open so that that grace flows. And Ma used to say, like this, that you try to have, according to your capacity, to have such spiritual richness, etc. Because the grace is always there. But we must keep open ourselves. If the vessel is topsy-turvy, it could be. According to our capacity, we must do. So we must walk on. One foot, we must, according to our soul, because in infinity we cannot do anything, but whatever capacity we have got, little, we must. And His grace from above will be there always. So, Ma says, you go and walk on this thing and try to have such sort of spiritual retreat once in a month in your households, as we are in congregation, to have these things. Simple food, to and speech and mind, all this to have the truth, love and compassion, and no feeling of hatred, anything to anybody. And you develop this thing, and you're sure we go to that for that absolute progress.